One thing that could change a little more quickly is Washington's immigration policy toward Cuba. In fact, migration was topic number one at today's talks in Havana. Here is The World's Monica Campbell with a report on how current U.S. policy plays out on the shores of South Florida and how that could change.
Samuel Urbay is a lifeguard at a beach near Miami. He's tan, wearing Ray-Bans and blue shorts. And the other day, he and his crew witnessed something that few lifeguards in the U.S. ever see.
This was right about 12:30. We were actually coming in from lunch.
And they spotted a tiny rickety boat offshore, packed with eight people, no life jackets, getting thrashed by the waves.
So then, that's when we started moving, running over there to the other side, to the end of the beach. That's where they were. They were coming inside. They had wind gusts of 30 miles per hour. The waves were super big. Amazing, amazing.
Eight men from Cuba at sea for 4 days. Urbay says they were in their 20s. Their faces were burned red. They asked Urbay, is this Miami? He said, yes, and
we just reassure them, you know, make sure that they know they were safe already.
Safe to stay in the U.S. as refugees, thanks to what's called the wet foot, dry foot policy.
Wet foot, dry foot. If you get caught in the water, you have to go back to where you came from, in this case, Cuba. If you get out of the water and you're in dry land, you're fine.
It's a policy rooted in the Cuban Adjustment Act, back when massive numbers of Cubans tried sailing to the U.S. To stem the flow, the U.S. decided to repatriate Cubans caught at sea, but let them stay if they reached dry land. Now, many Cubans fear that restored ties with the U.S. might trigger an end to this policy. It could, eventually, says Marifeli Perez-Stable. She's a political science professor at Florida International University.
It will disappear. It will be revoked at some point. In the end, Cubans will have to go through the normal immigration processes to get a visa to come and live in the United States.
But only Congress can change this immigration policy, and it's not acting fast on much these days. Still, rumors are swirling in Cuba that if you're planning to leave, step on it. That takes us back to the beach, where I meet Ramon Saul Sanchez. He's a longtime anti-Castro activist. He and a few of his colleagues look over the tiny boat that the migrants left behind. No motor, painted aqua blue with a homemade mast. Hard to imagine eight people crammed into it for more than 90 miles, the distance from Cuba to this beach.
This is one of the strongest or better built boats that I've seen coming from Cuba.
And yet the lifeguard thought it was nuts that they would take this boat from Cuba.
Yes, that means that there are others that are a lot worse than this one.
A small U.S. flag is attached to the cloth sail. There are also some things left in the boat.
This is a plastic bottle with sugar in it, I guess for energy.
There are also pills.
Mira, medicamentos, mira.
Medicine.
Packets of painkillers, aspirin.
Sometimes they bring syringes to hydrate themselves.
Syringes to hydrate themselves?
To hydrate themselves, yes. They utilize the serum or some sort of hydration process in order not to have a heart attack out there.
Sanchez and his group also serve as a switchboard of sorts for Cubans searching for relatives who've sailed away from the island but still haven't shown up in Florida. When we met, he was on the phone a lot, trying to locate the body of a Cuban migrant who probably drowned.
Many of them don't even know how to sail. They learn in the trip.
It's a big risk, and one that the lifeguard, Samuel Urbay, almost took himself. He's from Cuba, too.
When I was little, my parents tried to also do the same thing, come on a boat from Cuba, you know, so it's super overwhelming. They put their life in the line, in the ocean, you know, get over here to the United States where it's free.
Urbay's family eventually got visas for the U.S., but heading here by sea is something more Cubans are increasingly willing to do, especially if they think a dry foot on U.S. soil may no longer mean a legal pass to stay here. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Miami.
Tomorrow, Monica meets some Cubans who've just arrived in Florida by boat and finds out what life is like for them during their first days in the U.S.